Justin Timberlake said he was bringing Sexy back, but nobody asked where did Sexy go. If he brought it back, who took it away? You know?
He took it away. He brought it back.
No, he didn't take it away. You can't
so
take
So somebody else took it away.
Somebody took it away. It who do you think took Sexy away
before Justin Timberlake bought it? That's a great fucking question. A lot of people took Sexy away.
A lot of people took Sexy away. Starting with Ray J. He said, Sexy can I? And we said, no.
Wait. Ray J did not take Sexy away.
Okay. Who do you think took Sexy away?
A white man.
Who? A white man. Who? No, white. And then a white man brought it back? He said, hey, I tracked him down.
Kid Rock took Sexy away.
Kid Rock took Sexy away. Justin Timberlake brought it back. I would agree with that.
Come on. No. Who took Sexy away?
Who took Sexy away? Who were the big stars at that time?
I don't know. That's too old. I can't go
Sexy
back that far.
Was gone for a minute. And then he brought it back.
Sexy was never gone. He brought white Sexy back.
That's what it was.
Black Sexy was always there.
Black Sexy was always there.
He brought Black Sexy.
You're right, because we had Chris Brown, we had white. Mario.
Yeah,
we had
That's
Neo.
Why I'm so confused. I'm like, what do you mean?
You're right.
White Sexy.
I think that song was for the white community.
I'm bringing white Sexy back.
That's what he should have said, but he couldn't say that. So he had to say, I'm bringing Sexy back. But the white community knew what he meant.
Who were the white pop stars before him?
They weren't.
Ice? No. That's not Sexy.
No, Robin Thicke was trying so hard, and we were like,
what's the best? Michael Bublé?
Michael Bublé.
Come on, nah.
You're right. Michael Bublé took Sexy away, and Justin Timberlake brought it back.
Sexy back.
He said he's had it too good for too long.
Yeah.
That's what had happened.
What happened was
they were sitting
Michael
around.
Bublé
yeah, people
took
were like,
Sexy away.
Away. People were like, Michael Bublé Sexy, and Justin Timberlake was like, no, if you think that's sexy, I'm bringing sexy back. And he did it.
He did. Did he?
Yeah, he did. At
you
that time,
Justin Timberlake was sexy.
Yes. At that time,
he was sexy.
No,
this is a genuine question. I'm not denying what
he
you
was
said.
Sexy.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just asking
how
you.
Old I was at that time. How old was I when Sexy Back came back? How old was eighth grade? Because I remember I did a church talent show. We did a different version of I'm Bringing Sexy Back. My church did have talent shows.
Like, but
yeah, we changed the lyrics. It wasn't I'm Bringing Sexy Back. It was I'm Bringing
Jesus Back.
It was something super corny. There's got to be a video of it somewhere, and I don't want to talk about it. 2006. Yeah, I was eighth grade.
Eighth grade, you thought Justin Timberlake was sexy?
I did, yeah.
That's crazy.
He wasn't my top five of sexiness. Again, that was in Chris Brown's era. Nobody beat Chris Brown for me back then.
Okay.
Chris Brown.
That's how you
some
listen
people,
to music.
But
it's like, who's sexy?
Yeah, who's sexy? Yeah, 100%. At that age, yeah. And I miss Justin Bieber because I was a little older than Justin Bieber, mm-hmm. And I feel like to idolize boy bands, you have to be like, they have to be a lot older than you. And I was like 6 months. I think I'm like 6 months older than Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, that's a child. It's so funny now because I was a kid, but I was like, that's a little boy.
With Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber was a little boy to me.
He was probably your age.
That's what I mean. But I was 6 months older than him. But like the Jonas Brothers, they were old enough where I was like, oh my gosh, they're older than me. They're so attractive.
Yeah.
Joe was like 5 years my senior. When you're a kid, you're like, oh, they're adults. Justin, I was like, you're a child. I was 14 being like, what a loser.
That's fucked up.
I was like, one less lonely thought, girl. I'm a thought, woman. I'm a lonely woman.
Well, maybe because I looked at them differently. I looked at them differently. Like, in my mind, Justin Bieber was the cool one. And then those were the Disney stars. I didn't think Disney stars were cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm dipping into the light.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
I know
I
that they
like,
were.
Nah, Justin Bieber, a pop star. Y'all are a Disney pop.
This is going to be a controversial take. I know that the Jonas Brothers were involved in Disney. I know that they were like, to me, they were just never Disney coded. I don't know why. I think it's because I found their music before they were big on Disney. I was like, you guys are like year 3000 on Disney or whatever, but I found them when they were like, Mandy always on, exactly. We've never talked about how many boy bands like first hits.
I don't know what the fuck was that.
That was a song they wrote about a girl they knew named Mandy. And we never talk about how a lot of boy bands first singles are like their obsession with a girl that they were obsessed with. Like, let me talk about Jonas Brothers, Mandy. Their first single was about a girl they knew named Mandy. Maroon 5, their first whole album was about a girl Adam Levine dated once.
Shout out to the girl
Jane. Adam. I think her name was Jane. There's a band, Jane. Hot Chelle Ray. Do you remember them? Tonight, we're going at it tonight. No, that. Anyways, Hot Chelle Ray was about a girl they met on like a chat group.
I don't know who Hot Chelle is.
You would know a Hot Chelle Ray song. I just didn't sing it right because my voice is. Hold on. We're going at it tonight.
I know
there's
it.
Money on the rooftop, top of the world tonight. You would know Hot Chelle Ray.
No. When you sing it.
No, don't do that. I can sing better than that. I can sing better than that.
I heard this.
I just want to be clear that I can sing better than that.
That's it. No. I caught it.
No. You did it. You did it. This one. Hot Chelle Ray.
Ray.
You know this song. You don't know this song? How do you not know this song? I forget. We grew up in different time periods.
Oh, yeah.
I was a cool kid and you weren't. I didn't say I loved this band. I just want to acknowledge that they were a hit.
I'm sorry,
band.
You were a cool kid?
I was a cool kid. You were over there listening to whatever it is that the losers listen to.
Yep.
What was the losers listen to? Busta Rhymes? You were in the corner. I'm just kidding. I like Busta Rhymes. I don't know why.
Why'd you shoot at Busta?
You're right. Why did I shoot at Busta? I'm sorry. My apologies, Mr. Rhymes. Okay, so should we get into... We didn't introduce ourselves because we just got back into a heated discussion. That was fun.
A heated discussion over what?
Over Justin Timberlake and sexy.
I don't know if it was heated, but...
So welcome to this episode, whatever it is.
Bags, got a lot of fancy on me.
What is this that you're singing?
Heated.
Whose song is that?
That's crazy. But you know Hot Chelle Ray, you don't know Beyonce?
No, I knew that was a Beyonce song.
No, you didn't.
I did. Oh, no.
And the fucked up part is you liked it, too.
Yeah, I was like, hey. Can I tell you, that is one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. And I'm just going to speak my truth right now.
That's sad.
If you remember when Lemonade dropped?
Yeah.
I walked into the office. I was working at I was working at a job. And I walked in and all the white people were like, Lemonade, am I right? And I was like, yeah, it's crazy. That's crazy. It took me like a full hour and a half before I go, oh, she dropped an album named Lemonade. I'm not plugged into the music world at all.
But it's funny. You're probably thinking white people love Lemonade.
Yeah, I was like they love Lemonade. I was like, I'm missing
new drink.
But it was kind of coded racist that they all kept talking to me like I was like, oh, you know this is Vanessa's day. They were like, we know what to talk to Vanessa about today.
It's for you.
It's for you. Lemonade. That's on you. We love it, girl. Shout out. I do love that album, though. I will say. Once I figured it out and listened to it.
That wasn't Heated.
No.
It wasn't on Lemonade.
No. And I knew that.
Okay.
Because Heated was on. It was on it was on Coward. It's a music. Yeah. We know Heated. We love Heated. Heated was on Coward. Yeah. We love it. Heated was because we were. Yeah. Because Heated was on Cowboy Carter. Yeah. And we listened to. No, wait. Heated. Yeah. It was, that's the album it was on.
Mm-hmm.
It was the one with the, Cowboy? Renaissance, sorry. He was on Renaissance, and I knew that. Because I saw the movie in theaters. I did. I hate concert movies, though. But that one was pretty good.
I don't think you can talk your way out of that.
I can't.
That was bad.
That was pretty crazy. And I didn't even know. Not a single beat from that song. But I'm going to listen to it later. And I want to apologize to my fans.
How did it go for this for record?
Yeah, Heated. It's like a modern day. It's like a remix of Sweet Low Sweet Chariot.
Yep, we just lost all our Beyonce fans.
And
for the record, and I am very well aware of how Heated.
And I also am too. And you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. I want to apologize. I will listen. I will learn. And I will
that
be better.
It
is crazy that I came off a whole rant about Hot Chelle Ray. I did not know
you
that song.
Know Beyonce.
And I do want to acknowledge that. That was an insane thing.
For the record, I transitioned to Heated from Hot Chelle Ray because it was hot.
That's fair.
To Heated. it was like a little.
Yeah, I know.
I may have done too much.
No, you did just enough, and I didn't do enough.
Hi. Hey. Welcome to another episode of Whatever Happened To. I am Jeff Ree here with Van. Or is it Van?
You can separate into two. Van, Nessa. Because there's two N's.
S.
No, Van. Nessa.
Van. S.
No. Oh, you did that.
Yeah. No.
Put the.
No. Van.
Yeah.
S.
Oh, okay.
How else would you say it?
Did I ever tell you about the time I did a show and the guy was kind of racist? And he goes,
I don't know.
He goes.
What? Why did I not? I did not expect that.
Statement.
I ever tell you about the time the guy was kind of racist?
The guy's kind of racist.
That's what. First of all, I just want to let y'all know that's what black people be talking about when they
truly
when they ever get a chance. They be like, hey, you.
I would tell you about the time.
Or do you think this was racist?
Yes.
This happened.
Well, that's the question. So I go, this is a white man. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, this is for a stand-up show. He goes, what do you want me to introduce you as? Is it pronounced Vanessa or Vanessa? I go, when have you ever met a Vanessa? When has that ever been a name ever?
That white man went home and was like, all right, well, let me fuck around and say Vanessa. It's Vanessa. Nah, Vanessa. I'm racist.
Yeah, no, it's on me. So asking. Then I go, Vanessa. And he goes, cool. And then introduce me as Vanessa Jackson. What? Insane. I think he was trying to get one over on me for no reason.
Vanessa Jackson, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like now you gotta go off stage and address that.
Yeah.
First of all, I just want to say it's Vanessa.
It's Vanessa.
Not all Vans are the.
They're not all the same. Yeah. He really was trying to get one over on me, though. This is also at the same show where
why? Every time you got a comedy story, they hate you.
Not. No. I think just the ones that I tell.
Back.
The ones that I tell sometimes, I'm like, people love. I want to be unclear. I am a gift from God.
There you go.
People. I didn't like how you said.
What you mean? There you go.
You said it like a mom talking to her ugly child. Yeah, you are. There you go, baby girl. You don't let them tell you you look like trash.
Oh my God,
there
I can't
you go.
Win for losing.
You are an ugly. You a cutie. You tell him. You walk up there with your head held high.
Chin to the sky.
Chin to the sky. Double chin up. And you tell them.
It's getting worse.
I'm going to have to cut that out. Yeah, well, what do we... Oh, we want to start talking about Saturday Night Live 50th, baby.
Hey.
I was there. I saw history being made. I wasn't at the actual show. I was just at the after parties, which arguably some would say...
It was the show.
Was the show. Was the place to be in New York mm-hmm. on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. A lot of big, huge celebrities. We are talking Taylor Swift, not there. We are talking Michelle and Barack, not there.
Okay.
We are
the Rock?
Talking what?
Was The Rock there?
The Rock, not there. Okay. Jennifer Aniston, though, not there. There was a lot of really cool people, actually. I was telling Jeff, it was like comedy history where it's like a lot of big legends. Chevy Chase was there. I was standing next to Bill Murray for a second.
Oh, did Eddie Murphy go to the after parties?
Here's the thing. I can neither confirm nor deny because I did not see him.
Damn.
But there was so many people.
That's my hero.
Chris Rock was there. At one point, I turned around and David Letterman and John Mulaney were talking. That was probably the most insane for me. Where I just go like, oh my God,
You saw two white men talking.
Yeah, two white men who are legend. I wanted to walk up to them and be like, hey y'all, mm-hmm. how we doing? Well, because I've worked with other...
I want y'all to peep how I said Eddie Murphy's my hero. And she said, you know, I saw John Mulaney and David Letterman.
Well, no, because I didn't have a story with Eddie Murphy. Like, I wish I could have told you, like, I saw him talking to Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, and I walked up, and they were like, hey, good to see you again. And I go, okay.
That's what they want.
That's what, yeah. But
you make that lie to them. No.
So there I was, okay. I'm in the men's bathroom. Who walks
I'm in?
I'm in the stall waiting.
I said, that urine sounds like Eddie Murphy.
I said, that urine sounds pretty funny.
That's Eddie urine.
And that's Eddie urine. No, those are the ones that I really wanted to see. I wanted to be able to see... Eddie Murphy especially, that would have been really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get a chance to see him.
You gotta hang out in the bathroom.
I got to.
That's how I caught Meryl Streep. I said, I was in the stall. I said, that's Meryl P.
Hey, Meryl. Meryl was there.
That's a Streep. That's a stream of Streep. That's a Streep.
Oh, my gosh. Stream. A Streep stream. That's this is how you get arrested. Mm-hmm. Meryl was there, though.
I know.
With her boo.
Who's her boo?
Steve.
Martin?
No, sorry. Not Steve Martin. Martin Short.
Martin Short?
Martin Short.
Steve Martin.
No.
Martin Short.
Martin Short. Steve Martin's married to a woman lot younger. He has like he's
why
like
did you do that?
Because he's like in his late 70s and he has like children who are like seven. I didn't make it weird. You're right. Martin Short. No, Martin Short. He deserves love. He was married for a long time and his wife died of like an illness. He's had a lot of tragedy. Martin Short. I didn't make it weird.
Why do you you know what you do?
What?
This is how you speak.
Okay.
You speak in genius bars. And you know how you can hover over a bar and they'll give you a little synopsis of that bar? Like, that's you giving us context and subject to shit. Like, sometimes it's useful, but sometimes it's like, don't hover over that.
No, I add a lot of extra.
Jeez, Lord.
Just information please. Nobody needs
and
to know.
And Chevy Chase was there. Chevy Chase is a little racist.
Like, Chevy Chase.
Whoa!
He was nice to me. He was great.
And he likes the light, the brights, yeah, the light brights.
Yeah, yeah, he did hand me the keys to his car and ask me to clean his house. But I'm just kidding.
Donald had the same story.
Yeah, you're like, it's crazy. Quinky dink. That's so funny. No, I didn't talk to him. I did talk to Quinta Brunson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. I convinced her she knew me, and I felt good about that. I walked up. We actually had work together. She hosted SNL when I was there, and we worked together. And I walked up. I said, oh, my gosh, hello. Great to see you again. She said, great to see you. You look incredible. I said, you as well. Then she hustled off to her thing, which I think she knows. I think she knows there's a lot of young black women who look up to her as an idol. So she's probably like, let me go before she gets creepy. She probably saw the look in my eyes ready to be like, and you mean so much to me, Quinta, and I love you. She was like, okay, thank you. So good to see you. She was so sweet, so nice. Yeah, but I think she saw the creeper look in my eyes. I was ready to be like, so is Abbott looking for writers? Or what are you guys doing
help
with that?
Me.
Help. What if I did that to Quinta Brunson? That'd be hilarious.
Closed mouths don't get fed.
Yeah, I just grabbed her hand. I'm like, help me. No, I'm friends with a lot of writers. When she came to the show,
No. Let's stay on topic.
John
Mulaney.
Let's stay on topic.
And David Letterman.
John Mulaney, David Letterman. Who else was there that I saw?
I thought you had a story about them.
No!
Oh, my God!
Every story I have about a celebrity is I saw them.
You know, I almost felt bad.
What?
I derailed you.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, she has a beautiful John Mulaney and David Letterman story.
You know, I do have a story about, you were just saying about shoot your shot. You got to shoot your shot.
Who'd you
know
shoot
what?
Your shot at?
No, I didn't shoot my shot with anyone. A man on the dance floor. Can I tell you this man? This man, he is like an older white man, like 70. I'm just in there. I'm dancing. I'm looking good. I was looking good, might I add. Dude, this man, he turns around. He makes eye contact with me. It took me everything in my soul not to go, no. And I only didn't because I thought maybe he's a director or producer. He goes, hey, what brings you here? I go,
that's why we in this small ass studio.
I know.
We could have been in Hollywood.
And I could have. I thought about that too. I was like,
you couldn't fucking say yes.
Right? Because I was like,
what you think this relationship is?
Right?
I'm pimping you out.
I know. And I thought about that later because I was like, you know what? I bet he was really important because he had that energy and I could have been like a sugar baby. But I chose to go the high route.
You want
to
ask Quinta Brunson when the exec is right here.
I know. I know. Trying to talk to me. He had that look in his eyes. And I said, sir, this ain't going to happen for you. But I love the respect. I love your belief in yourself. I love that.
This Me Too movement has ruined opportunities for young aspiring black people.
Right? I should have gone with it. I should have said, hey, sir. No, but my story about the shooting the shot, Busta Rhymes, did not shoot my shot with Busta Rhymes. I want to be clear.
Why
he might
you
be married.
Bringing him up?
I think I brought him up earlier because he has been top of mind because I've been thinking about it.
Jeez Louise. Was Buster there?
He was there. I know. Crazy.
Why did I say Buster with a hard E-R?
Was Buster there? Still Buster.
Hey,
I got a
Buster.
Few.
Hey,
Buster. Buster. Mr. Buster. We gotta stop. Buster was there.
We cut that out.
No, Buster was there. And he was on stage. He was like, doing his thing. He was doing his songs. He was performing. Because Dave Chappelle went on stage at one point, and he was like, there's all these major musicians on stage. Like, people come up, do your thing. And Busta came up. He did, like, a song, and then he told a little story. He was like, I had the debut of my song was on SNL back in the day, and it was incredible, and I'm so happy to share in this moment.
Hey, you're not gonna do his voice? That's crazy.
No, I'm not. And then he goes,
my bad.
I know. You shouldn't try.
Let me show you how to do it when you're doing that thing. Okay, that's so my first years on SNL.
Yeah, that's good. And then he goes, and then he told this emotional story. It was very sweet. And then he goes, yeah, and have a new album coming out soon. Would love to debut it on the show too, Lorne. And I said, shout out to Busta. Busta's I'm gonna take this moment to let you know I would love to be on the show again. Would love to do it. And I said, let Busta do it.
Meanwhile, Lorne is like, I'm not gonna be there.
No, he probably turned to somebody and said, who's that? Who is he? He was on the show.
Oh, I meant it more so as Lorne is like, this is it.
Oh, what? Tracy Morgan had made a funny joke about that. About, he was like, this is Lorne's before he dies. I said, ooh.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that video.
Pretty funny. Yeah, but it was cool just seeing how many people were there and didn't really talk to anybody in like a serious way. Whoopi Goldberg was there. Gina Gershon, heard of her. Epic. Yeah. And it was a really fun night. It was, at one point I was going to leave. I left at like 4 a.m. I was going to leave at 3 a.m. And I passed by Devin Walker, who's a cast member, and I said, I'm going to go home. And he goes, why? What's going on at home? I was like, that is true. And that got me to stay for another hour. I do too. Because it put in perspective. I was like, yeah, this is actually very exciting. Let me just stay here.
No, y'all are malcontents, miscreants. And
I'm sorry, what was that word? Was that one word or two?
Two words.
Mal what?
Malcontents.
Malcontents.
Miscreants.
What does that mean?
Take your time. Genius, why don't you...
I don't know what malcontent miscreants means.
Y'all need to be in bed.
Oh, yeah, I do get tired. I'm still tired right now.
You know what I learned?
What?
never mind, I forgot. But instead of watching SNL's 50th, I was watching the All-Star Game.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That's what had my attention, I'm not going to lie. Basketball.
Okay, who won?
The OGs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the old basketball players. LeBron didn't play, which I was fine with.
Why didn't he play? He doesn't want to get hurt.
I don't know. If I was him, I wouldn't play too. Like, I got a stretch for 2 hours to go do that.
Nah. Yeah, like, no thank you.
Nah. And my ankle hurt a little bit. Mm-mm, I'm not doing that. Because, like, not to compare myself to LeBron, but I played basketball the other day. And I was like, nah. I feel that, and I'm like 10 to 12 years younger than LeBron James.
Yes, but you were never in as good a shape, though. This man is a professional athlete. You're 10 years younger in age, but not... This is why I love men. This is why I love you. And you know, I genuinely mean that. I love men.
Last episode.
My favorite thing about men is that they're like, the only thing standing between me and the NBA is that I'm not in the NBA. But I could be. Put a jersey on me. Part,
that's not where I was going.
No. Oh, you're right. Continue.
That's not where I was going at all.
Oh, man.
You it's just like, took a random detour to shoot at me.
It is. I'm going to do another one.
For the record, I ain't shoot at you this whole episode. But now...
My favorite thing in the world that men do is they'll do this thing where they'll be like, man.
You the one with socks that say athlete.
You right? They'll be like, ooh, my knee hurts a little today. And you're like, oh, why? And they're like, when I was in eighth grade, I twisted my knee in a basketball tournament. You're like, that's not what that is. But I'm sorry, please continue. Who was on the OG team if not LeBron? Kobe?
Oh.
I'm going to cut that. Who was on the...
What the fuck is your problem?
Let me take it again. Today I'm feeling sassy. Who was on the OG team if not
Steph
LeBron?
Steph Curry, Kevin Durant.
Steph Curry?
Dame Lillard. Yeah.
That is a thing that's very interesting. Is like, I forget that athletes who are like young in life are like old in their sport. That's crazy. Okay.
He's like 37.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's like, wow. Okay. I would have thought he was on the young guys team.
He's an OG. Funny. They start at 20.
Yeah, I know. I'm learning. I got really sick to my stomach when I found out that Jalen Hurts was 26. I said, no, that's crazy.
He does give like old man vibes.
He really does. I thought he was like late 40s. 40s. Yeah. Like, for sure he does. Yeah. Yeah, he does like, not look like
a... You could look at him and know what the smell of his car smells like.
You 100%.
Like, this shit smells like leather in here.
Yeah, he's also really serious. He doesn't seem to have fun. Like, personality-wise. I've never seen him crack a smile or joke.
I don't think he owns a PlayStation.
That's what I mean. Like, every video I've seen of him, he's so... They did, like, a silly little dance at the Tonight Show. But also,
I don't think he likes the environments he's forced to be in.
No. He is one of those people to me that seems like, I like football. I don't want to do the rest of this.
Nah, I think he'd be a cool dude to hang out with in that environment, in a certain environment.
Yeah, 100%.
Like in a lounge or a thing or game night, I feel like he turns up.
Yeah.
But like...
Well, that's why
people... In an interview with...
Yes, he hates it.
Which he probably don't even know who Jimmy Fallon is. He's probably like, no. Why is this...
Yeah.
Why is this white man walking up
that's
to me?
That's the exact that's not energy. My coach. Yes, this is the exact energy that he has, where I'm like, that's why people always say on the internet, they're always like, oh, celebrities, but they ask for fame or they ask for that. I'm like, a lot of them didn't. They just enjoy doing this thing that also comes with having to be a public figure. Fact. And I feel like he is very much that, where it's like,
I feel like Dave Chappelle is that.
Nah.
I don't feel like Dave Chappelle asked for fame. I think he just asked to tell jokes.
Here's the thing. I love Dave Chappelle. Sorry to go back to the SNL 50 of it all. I love Dave Chappelle. I think he is amazing. This man walked on stage, took a mic, started moderating it, and then 15 minutes later was like, I don't know how I became the moderator. I was like, because you took a mic.
No.
I love you.
That's his environment. Nah. But that's not on camera.
He loves it, which I love. Respect. Oh, shout out
that's
to him.
Wait. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
In a room like that,
yes.
That's his environment.
Okay, yes.
He's joking. He's doing stand-up in front of comedians.
100%.
If you put him on... the NBA halftime?
Oh, yes.
He'd be like, I don't.
You're right. And those are my favorite types of like, comics. The ones who are off when they're off and on when they need to be on.
Right. Like, if you put him on CNN.
Yes.
He'd probably say one profound thing and then go, I don't know.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what I
do. I hate the people who are like constantly on. You're like, you don't need to prove that you're.
But I wasn't even trying to get on that.
No. Vanessa, that's what a podcast is.
You know what you do?
You what?
Like, when you detour, I let you detour. When I detour, you say, hold on, let me grab.
I'm the queen of tangents, but I'll get us back. I always remember where we were.
What I'm saying is, I think I agree with you. I think a lot of celebrities who are just professionals at what they do, we force them to be celebrities, and they're like, yes. Nah, I'm just a professional this.
Yeah.
That's like NASCAR drivers. They're like, hey. I just do this. I drive a car really fast.
Yeah.
And I make a circle.
And that's the thing I love. Yeah, and now you guys are making me sit in front of cameras and I don't want to. I'll do it, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
There was a video of Jalen Hurts at Disneyland after the Super Bowl, and that man looked so miserable to be talking to these cameras.
Have you been to Disney World?
Not Disney World, Disneyland.
How long you been at Disneyland? Like, what's the longest stint of time?
Oh, a weekend. I'm from Southern California, so...
No, that's not what I mean. How many hours at that park?
Oh, probably from like 8 a.m. to like 11, 10.
P.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So anybody that's been to Disney World or Disneyland knows the sun is draining. In Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even talking about California. In Florida, the sun is draining. 100%. You hotter, you blacker.
Yeah.
You hungry.
Yes.
And if you with people who probably want to be cheap.
Yes.
And I know Jalen Hurts got money, but I know where he from is where he from.
Yes.
And he looks at fries and they should not cost $15.
Yes, 100%.
So ketchup should not cost $3.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So he probably looking at that like, nah, I can't do it. So now you hungry, hot, and black.
Yes.
Surrounded.
Yes.
By a lot of
cameras and people.
International and, people.
Yeah.
Who are there for their good time and you just there. Now you like, now you can ride a couple rides, but you got, why this park so far away from this park?
Yeah.
Now maybe you getting driven around, it's a little different, but now it's like time going on and you got to, you're stuck there. Not because you want to be there, but because you're Jalen Hurts and you just won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You got to take pictures and all that stuff there. And it's like, bro, I just won. I just want to go yes. home.
See, that's the thing that I think would suck about, well, it's absolutely amazing that you win the Super Bowl, but then you got to do all those commitments after.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So where we were was, before I took us on this crazy tangent, who was on the non-OG team for the All-Stars?
Oh, there was three separate teams. There was the OGs.
Okay.
There were the Internationals.
Oh.
And then there were the Rising Stars.
Like international people who play in the NBA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so then the OGs won.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty easily.
Yeah, that makes sense. Of course they did. Who was your favorite, though? Who's the MVP?
Steph Curry was the MVP.
Okay.
I think Kyrie should have got it, but that's me.
Why?
Because Kyrie played basketball a little better to me.
Oh.
In that game. Like he, but Steph Curry was shooting threes, and it's Oakland. And
yeah.
Was it Oakland? It was Golden State and San Francisco.
Okay. Planes dropping out of the sky? What's going on? It's starting to feel like something's happening and they're not mentioning it to us. Am I crazy about that?
Nah, that's the third one.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
It like was,
well,
a
there was
regular
a plane crash. Then I think there was something else before this one in Toronto.
Yes, yeah. And then yeah. this one in Toronto was a normal plane and then it just went upside down.
But because the ice on the floor.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are they not hiring enough people?
That's what I'm saying. It's just starting to feel like something is happening.
It's funny. I think Donald Trump is he treated America like he moved into a fully furnished house. It was like, oh, nah, this ain't even my style. Get that out of here.
Yes, yes.
What's all this shit in the garage?
Yes.
And it's like, we employed here. It's like, nah, I don't need all this.
Yeah.
He moved into a mansion.
Yes.
And apparently the mansion takes a lot of money to upkeep. And
yes.
he's like, no. We wasted all this money. I'll cut the grass myself.
Yes.
Fire the landscapers.
100%.
Meanwhile, shit goes left.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, we kind of need the
landscape.
It's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah. No, I agree. But this is a question that I've had, I think, constantly since his first presidency and now, which is he doing more in like his first couple weeks than anyone else has? Or is the media just reporting on his every move more?
That's a fact. I don't know. Because like, it feels like there's like, I'm not gonna lie, I just realized he's only been president for 4 weeks.
Yeah. And every single day I get like 17 notifications about he hired this person
else.
He fired this person brought in blah,
Elon,
blah.
Elon.
Yes, this person, whatever. And I know that they always replace like different staffs and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is this a normal things that he's doing, or are they just like every single move he's doing, they're reporting
every
on?
Step by
Cause
take.
I'm like, can we stop that
CNN
now?
CNN will be there.
You know what I mean? Every single person from all sides. And I'm like, can we, guys, just to get through this, can we make the news cycle not every single day
about
him?
Whoa. There's gotta be some happy medium.
What do you mean?
We have to report what he's done.
How you said that. I don't like how you turn into a white man.
Whoa. Vanessa's like, can we not pay him any mind anymore? And it's like, whoa. Vanessa, he is doing stuff.
Well,
we must talk about what he's doing.
The question is, can we just not? I guess we have to.
We have to, Vanessa. This is how the world works. He does something, we talk about it, we report it.
But,
darling, this is how it works. This is media. This is journalism, baby.
This is journalism.
This is content.
You're talking like
you act as though he's done something and we've been beating it over the head. It's a new firing. It's healthcare. It's aviation. It's Doge. It's the Federal Reserve. It's money, baby.
It's money, darling. Like you just got hired as the top correspondent for CNN and you didn't tell me yet. And you're like, no, but we have to. Those people are doing really important things.
Roy Wood Jr. got me on this segment.
Yes.
A little bit.
I think we covered a lot.
Yeah, we still got a couple, but I think we're good for now.
I think we're good. We did it.
Why'd you text me, am I blocked, ho? Question mark.
Oh, that's what I want to talk about, how bad you are at texting. I texted Jeff yesterday. I said, hey, does you want to talk about this on the pod? No response. I texted Jeff today. I said, hey, gonna be there at 12:15. No response. So then I go, am I blocked, ho? Because it's starting to feel so like I'm blocked.
That makes so much sense. Because honestly, I read text messages. Like an assistant updating me on what I have to do. I go, good, sorry. I don't acknowledge that I saw it.
Yes.
Because I'm bad at, because it's going to be a lot of yep, cool.
Okay.
Because I feel like one yep or one cool is condescending.
Yes.
So I go, yep, cool.
Okay.
And I'm like, where I saw it. But you're right. I should have acknowledged it.
Well, it's crazy because you did text me yep the other day. Just one.
Yeah.
Just yup.
Because, yeah, I got a little tired.
Yeah, you do text like you're not. But do the girls you date, you text them or you call them?
I'm a bad texter. I'm not going to text you all day.
Men say this all the time, and I think some of you just don't care.
You like texting. You want to text me all the time.
No, I don't want to text you all the time.
You know what I like?
What?
I text you 3 hours later, you text me. 3 hours later, I text you.
See, that's fine with me. That's great.
Good fucking day right there.
I don't mind
that
at all. That's
about 12 hours. We done did it.
I don't mind that at all. That's fine.
Yeah, wait.
But like,
I'll text you three paragraphs. Not paragraphs. Two sentences.
Yeah.
You text me two sentences. Maybe we debrief at the end of the day. Maybe.
Okay. I think it's like, if there's days in between.
She got issues. She mad for real.
No, because I think if there.
For real.
No. I think if there are days in between. That's when it gets crazy.
I also like that thought.
What do you think about this? Like, I saw this TikTok recently of this guy.
Every day?
No. Well, like, okay. So there's this TikTok of this guy who was being interviewed, and he was saying that he got broken up with a girl recently because they were like talking. They had seen each other. They'd been on like a few dates. And then he was like, hey, I'm busy with work. I'll let you know when I'm not. And then 2 weeks passed by, and then he ran into her on a date with another guy, and he was like, oh, I was like upset or whatever. And I'm like, well, 2 weeks, if you don't text me for 2 weeks, I'm like, okay, bye. Like, you're busy with work for 2 weeks? That's crazy.
Nah, he's busy with somebody else.
Yeah.
But he got plausible deniability.
He got plausible deniability. Yes, exactly. He's like, well, I told you.
But I don't think, I don't want to text every day. That's OD.
Okay.
Wait, but when I say that, it's like...
But like, you're talking about like if you're... Yeah, that's what I mean. Stage. Yeah. Early on, if you're texting me every day, I'm like, well, you ain't got no life. I'm very quick to be like, you loitering. I don't like loiterers. I don't like people who have time on their hands.
That is hilarious.
I don't.
You just waiting for my text?
Because every guy who I've like dated or texted or whatever who is good at texting does not have a job. Those two things are synonymous. You don't have anything going on, and you're really good at texting immediately.
I feel like everybody you dated did not have a job.
No, not ever. Wow. Not everybody.
Another episode of Whatever Happened To.
Whatever Happened To, which is the name we are probably going to change soon. Okay, bye.